This episode is sponsored by The Bridge to Recovery, a nonprofit program on 115 acres near Bowling Green, Kentucky, a tranquil place where they've been changing lives for over 40 years. Their people improve their quality of life by acknowledging past emotional wounds and healing from all forms of trauma. The CEO, Paul Hamlin, has been a friend of mine for 20 years. Call him directly at 858-945-7848. That's 858-945-7848. Or you can learn more about The Bridge to Recovery by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting thebridgetorecovery.com. Thank you for listening to The Path to Authenticity. My name's Tom Gentry. I think of this show as the opposite of small talk. You'll hear real conversations with real people who know who they are. We talk about what makes them who they are, how they became who they are, and how we might become truer expressions of who we are.
I'm Paul Hamlin, and this is The Path to Authenticity.
I'm Tom Gentry. Thanks for listening to The Path to Authenticity. This episode features my friend Paul Hamlin, who I mentioned at the top of the episode. He's the CEO for our sponsor, The Bridge to Recovery in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And, you know, just like all of us in this atmosphere of social distancing and isolation, behavioral health care agencies have really had to adapt, just like every other business. So, you know, just as restaurants are going from seating people and feeding them there to only take out or only delivery, a lot of behavioral health care is happening virtually. And I wanted to give Paul the opportunity to come on and talk about some changes that have taken place at The Bridge, not only to help them, but because it's a pretty great opportunity for someone who has a lot of time on their hands, working from home or not working at all, to do some serious work. And so Paul's going to talk about what they're doing, some stuff that's taken place at The Bridge, and how this pandemic has affected them. And, you know, I just want to say that I'm really fortunate to have The Bridge sponsor this podcast. I feel like we're so philosophically aligned. And this show is really about helping people become who they were always supposed to be. The truest version of themselves. And, you know, that's really what the work is all about at The Bridge, to help people have a better quality of life. So you can find links in the show notes to this new programming that they've created at The Bridge, and links to the website. So here you go, Paul Hamlin, The Bridge to Recovery.
Just the product of some bad seeds, just some guys.
Paul, thank you so much for coming on. And I know for you and for The Bridge to Recovery, just like the rest of us and so many agencies out there, this is just an extraordinarily difficult time. And I've been looking forward to having you come back on the podcast and talk about what you're doing at The Bridge to adapt to this crazy atmosphere that we find ourselves living in right now. So tell us about that.
Well, first of all, thank you, Tom, for giving me the opportunity to talk about what we're doing at the Bridge. Yes, it is a strange time for all of us, and I think this pandemic has created some level of trauma for all of us, you know, whether it's the uncertainty of concerning their people's health or their economic situation or just what their future is going to look like. It's affecting everyone in the world. And you know, the Bridge basically is a trauma program. And so because of the fact that it's becoming increasingly difficult to travel and we're concerned about social distancing in a residential space, we felt that the best way that we can help people at this time was to create some virtual workshops via Zoom. And we're excited about offering that to people who are struggling with various issues surrounding this pandemic. So basically, for the last 3 weeks or so, we've been working on a virtual option. And what we come up with is we have four different workshops for four different populations. And the first one is for the general public, and it's called Understanding My Trauma. And it is a 5-day workshop that is basically a modified version of our phase one program if they came residentially. And it's offering about 30 hours of group process. And, you know, we believe at the Bridge that in the magic of the therapeutic milieu. And so this is a workshop that will have 6 participants every week. And the good thing about this is that the therapists who normally facilitate our phase one program will be the same therapist who will be facilitating this virtual workshop, and it's called Understanding My Trauma. And basically what we're trying to attempt to do there is we know that people who have, you know, again, our philosophy is that if you're in pain, it can manifest itself in 100 different ways. Anxiety, depression, maladaptive coping mechanisms like drugs and alcohol, food, sex, work, gaming, gambling, codependency, enmeshment, relationships. I know I could go on for a long time. And to us, those are all different branches of the same tree. And we're less interested in the branches of that tree as we are the trunk and the roots of that tree. And the trunk of that roots of that tree for us is unresolved trauma and family of origin issues. So coming to a virtual workshop at the Bridge doesn't mean that you're sick necessarily, but it means you're in pain. Hmm. And so, you know, the people that would be appropriate for that would be people who have, you know, need to address the root causes of their pain. And it's designed for people to have a deeper understanding of their personal trauma and, additionally, how living with that unresolved trauma continues to rob them of living a happy, healthy, satisfying life. Some of the things some of the modalities that we're going to be using is narrative therapy, meditation, shame reduction, self-love work, healthy communications, inner child work. We're actually going to have our trauma-informed yoga instructor will be doing virtual yoga with our clients. And again, as I said, it's a modified version of our phase one program. And I think it's particularly appropriate for people who are self-quarantining in isolation. Because if you're struggling with being alone in an uncertain world, the beautiful thing about the Bridge always has been that we create a sense of community. Because we're a closed admission normally, which means everybody starts on the same day when you come residentially, people get very, very close. And so for those people who are quarantining by themselves, one, you're going to be able to do some do an amazing amount of work on yourself, but you're also going to be building a sense of community, and those people are going to be able to help you through these next few months because people get very close. And if you just look at the logistics, we're talking about 30 hours of group work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you went to a therapist once an hour once a week, that would be like 7 months of therapy.
Right.
So I think it's a great option for people who are really struggling. And we've also know that people who have that are going through traumatic experiences, such as this pandemic, if you have unresolved trauma, that affects you even more.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a great time while the world is kind of on pause to participate in this virtual workshop. It's Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central with an hour lunch break. And again, it's facilitated by the exact counselors who facilitate this phase when we have a residential program. So the way it works is people call our 800 number, which is 877-866-8661, and we will schedule a pre-screen.
Mm-hmm.
And basically a pre-screen is designed to make sure that the Bridge to Recovery is a good fit for our clients and that our clients are a good fit for the Bridge to Recovery. And it talks about, you know, a lot of the things that we ask a lot of questions about what they're going to be addressing while they're in this group. Obviously we're going to talk about, how you were brought up, your family of origin, your traumas, but we also talk about people pleasing and image management and control and perfectionism. And if those things start to resonate with people, then they know they're going to be getting the help that they need. So that is our Understanding Trauma. It's going to be happening weekly until the world comes back to normal.
Right.
And it's Monday through Friday via Zoom. And we make it very easy. If you're uncomfortable with Zoom, we have a tutorial how to get on. And again, I think for those folks who are self-quarantining in isolation, it's a great option for them. But also, I was talking to a woman the other day, and she said her entire extended family is quarantining together.
Mm.
And she said to me, it's like Thanksgiving every day, and that's not a good thing.
Right, right.
Because all those family of origin issues and all those issues that come up that, you know, while you were growing up, are resurfacing every day. So, I think programs like us are going to be very invaluable now, but also moving forward, because I don't think it's any surprise for me to say that there's a lot of trauma that is occurring through this pandemic on a lot of different levels.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I want to encourage anyone who's listening, you know, everything you're hearing Paul talk about right now, he goes into a lot more detail in an episode we did back in November. So if this piques your interest, definitely go back and listen to that. But I've been in a position over the years, just as you have, to refer people to programs like this. And when I say like this, programs for people who, you know, have trauma and it's significant enough that they probably need to get away somewhere and take the time to really focus on it in order, you know, because it's become a real tangible obstacle in their lives. And when I look at these programs that you've put together, the duration of them, the comprehensiveness of them, and then the price point, I don't, whether it's Zoom or not, to get something like this for $1,500, I can't overstate the value of it. It's a good deal. It really is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, for those people that want to do deeper work after that, the Understanding My Trauma program is a 1-week program, and they can transition right into the next virtual workshop, which is called the next phase. And that's basically a modified version of our phase 2 and phase 3 programs. If you're coming residentially, you come for 2 weeks, and that's phase 1. And that's sort of the uncover and discover portion of our programming. But some people stay longer and can stay up to 6 weeks. So for people that, you know, they've started to do this work and want to continue it, we will have a weekly workshop that follows Understanding My Trauma, again, with the same counselors who facilitate our phase 2 program that will facilitate our next phase program. And that's another weekly program that just continues the work. And that's open to anybody who's gone through our Understanding My Trauma program or any of our alumni who could only have stayed for phase 1.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be an interesting group of people who have done some work and been out in the world and, you know, want to continue this process, as well as the people that have just done this virtually. And basically, it's designed to help you get some more tools in your toolbox in dealing, especially with boundaries and limit setting. And again, we're going to offer virtual yoga with our fantastic trauma-trained yoga therapist. And that will be another week-long program at the same price point. So basically, in 2 weeks, you can be doing, and that's, you know, another 30 hours of group work. So we're not making money on this, but I think because we are a nonprofit and we want to offer this, I think it's a great program. For 2 weeks, you can get a lot of bang for your buck, and continuing your healing journey, deeply exploring the pieces of ourselves that become closed and less collaborative when traumas are experienced over time, and how to move from self-understanding and self-awareness to self-love and self-acceptance. And again, I can't stress enough about the sense of community that these programs create. And I think we're all striving for community and connection. And I always tell our clients that come to us through a residential program that you leave the bridge with a different vocabulary. And it's nice to be able to speak to people who have that same vocabulary. So those programs are designed to be worked back to back, or maybe with a week in between, depending on, because we're keeping the group small. It might be a week in between when you go from the first phase to the second phase. And then just for our alumni, we have a bridge tune-up, which is just for people that it's not as intensive. It's only 3 days a week. And then we're going to have mini workshops on specific topics that are a couple hours long for people that can't commit to a longer program. But again, all of these are group programs that, you know, if you've never done this work, as I've mentioned in our last podcast, not only am I the CEO, but I'm a former client.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, people get as much value in hearing other people do their work and work through their processes doing your own work. And the mm-hmm. feedback that you get from your peers and from our counselors can be invaluable. And you also, you know, we consider you, if you come through the virtual programs, as an alumni. So you mm-hmm. get all the advantages of being an alumni at the Bridge, because there are people around the world who have been through the Bridge. And as we both know, a number of people who have attended our programming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's life-changing. It really is life-changing.
Yeah. And, you know, this whole pandemic, I mean, there are some silver linings to it. One of them being it's kind of forcing us to take a good hard look at ourselves. And yes. As you mentioned a little bit earlier, we're craving connection. I mean, we're always craving connection. And now we're all in the situation where all of us have been displaced from our everyday lives. We're isolated from each other. You know, this sucks. It really does. But this gives people an opportunity to connect in a way that maybe they haven't before, or maybe they just need to again. And I want you to talk about how this scenario has become a springboard for the bridge. Because we talked about that a little bit before, but talk sure. about that.
Well, and, you know, we have to look for silver linings where we can find them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a very difficult decision for my board of directors and me and my management team to decide that we were going to suspend bringing clients on the property and to go to this virtual program. But, you know, given the dangers and restrictions of travel, I mean, we're in a beautifully isolated area in Kentucky on 115 acres, but we get clients from around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, at the beginning of this pandemic, when we were bringing people in, we had to change our questions that we were asking people for, you know, if they were coming, if they were going to be, you know, if it was going to be a safe place for them to come. And what we were finding is that we were getting clients that wanted to come from New York City and the state of Washington and all those places. And again, you know, the chances of somebody not self-quarantining when they get off the plane, it's unrealistic. And, you know, I was talking to a gentleman who wanted to come, and I said, are you self-quarantining? He said, yes. And I said, are you working? And I assumed I was asking him if he was working virtually, and he said, no, I'm a plumber. Like, well, it's going to be kind of difficult to self-quarantine and be a plumber at the same time. So it just became that, you know, how do you juggle the safety of prospective clients and staff? And because we've got a great team of therapists that can do this virtually, and we've been doing virtual meetings with our alumni for a long time, and they've been tremendously successful. And the fact that we decided to participate in the payroll protection plan through the federal government, which ensures us that we will be able to make payroll for the next 2 months. And that was, you know, that was a huge part of my decision. Is I didn't want to furlough anybody. I didn't want to give, you know, I didn't want to let people have to collect unemployment and not have health insurance and all those things. And this program has allowed us some space to pay our employees for the next 2 months. And the other side of that is because a lot of our employees have jobs that if it was a residential program would be working their normal jobs, but now they're not. So it gives us the opportunity to work on a lot of things that we frankly haven't had time to work on. Beautifying our grounds, cleaning up databases, and redesigning our marketing materials. One of the most exciting things for us is we're going to have a much deeper connection with our alumni because we'll all be able to call them, and most of them are home.
Right.
So they'll be answering, so we can get some more feedback on what, you know, what their experience at the bridge was like and what can be better. And so I'm firmly convinced that when the world becomes normal again and we're able to accept clients back on our beautiful campus, that the Bridge to Recovery is going to be a better organization for it. And that's a great silver lining for us. And as you said, it's sort of maybe shifting the paradigm of how we help people in ways that we didn't envision before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's forcing us to become more inventive in so many ways. You know, just like it's forcing us individually to look inward, it's doing the same thing with companies. It's giving us an opportunity to evaluate our effectiveness and try new things.
Yes. And I think if we all kind of really look inward, how is this pandemic affecting us individually, and how can I, what can I do to help myself heal? You know, that's exciting for us because that's exactly what we do every day, 365 days a year. And so I think maybe kind of removing the stigma of getting some help through a workshop model like this is going to be a good thing in the long run.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, many of us have a lot of time on our hands right now. So, you know, with this is eliminating a lot of our excuses that we have used to avoid doing stuff like this over the years.
Exactly. I don't have the time. I can't take time off of work. I can't leave my family for that long. You know, all those excuses don't really work. And, you know, I think making an investment in yourself, not only for the short term, to get through the short term effects of this pandemic, but the long term effects are things that are should be really important to people.
Right. So, you know, we've talked about how this has affected the bridge and how this has affected the work that you're doing at the bridge, the changes that you've made. This whole thing that we're going through now, this new world we're living in, has really affected me. How's it affected you personally, Paul?
Well, I'll tell you, it's affected me as a leader of an organization because I've had to make some pretty profound decisions over the last couple of weeks. And it's helped me lean on my management team and on my board of directors. And we, you know, no decision was made unilaterally by me, and we came to a consensus. It's brought us so much closer as an organization. And I think it's made me a better leader. It's made me understand that I can't do this by myself. I've got a wonderfully talented group of people who bring great ideas to me. And so working collaboratively with my team and my board has been challenging at times, but in the long run has been really, really rewarding. And it's increased my level of gratitude.
Hmm.
And we have to stay safe. We have to, you know, our job is to stay healthy right now, physically, but I also think our job is to stay healthy spiritually and emotionally.
Hmm.
And it's sort of driven home the fact that our program is invaluable and unique, and I'm really excited about the future.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, you and I have both been around this type of work long enough to know that organizations like The Bridge, where the work that you do with clients is congruent with the work that you do on yourselves. I mean, those agencies are such gifts to us, and so few and far between that we really have to cherish them and protect them and make sure that they're sustained so that they can go on to help people for many more decades, just as the bridge has since 72 when the bridge opened.
Yeah, we're coming up on 50 years.
Wow.
In 2022.
Wow.
So excited about that, and know that, you know, we're going to be a better organization when we get through all of this. And want to thank you, Tom, again. You know, the path to authenticity is such a great title for this podcast, and I think the work that you're doing, especially during this pandemic, is also very helpful to so many people, and couldn't be more grateful that we're a sponsor, and couldn't be more grateful that you're doing what you do.
Well, thanks, Paul. I really appreciate it.
if you are interested in participating in one of these workshops, there's a couple of different ways you can get more information or sign up. And one of those is going to our website, which is www.thebridgetorecovery.com. And there's a banner on the top that says virtual workshops. You can click on that and get more information and register via email. Or you can call our 800 number, which is 877-866-8661, and speak to somebody and schedule, as I said, a pre-screen. These workshops will be delivered weekly, at least for the near future, until the world becomes a little bit more normal.
Right. Right.
So
I'll have links in the show notes. You know, anybody who listens to this podcast knows that within the first 30 seconds of each episode, I give out your cell phone number. So I think there will be plenty of ways to contact you guys, but I'll make sure that, you know, I'd like us to have this document you sent me with details about each of the programs, make that readily available to whoever wants it through the podcast, and I'll do everything I can to help you.
Well, thank you, Tom, and just hoping everyone is staying safe and healthy, and this too shall end.
Absolutely. So, not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
Thanks for listening to The Path to Authenticity. If you'd like to learn more about our guest, you can find links in the show notes or visit our website at thepathtoauthenticity.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, if you have a suggestion for a topic, or you know someone who would make a great guest, email the show at thepathtoauthenticity@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you know someone else who would enjoy the show, or even just a particular episode, please share it with them. Every little bit helps. If you're not already a subscriber, please consider becoming one wherever it is you choose to listen. You can find the show on Patreon, where by becoming a patron, you can hear episodes before they're released publicly. You can gain access to supplemental content. There are other benefits in the various tiers. Visit patreon.com/thepathtoauthenticity. Join our Facebook community or follow the show on Instagram, both at The Path to Authenticity. We also have a YouTube channel. You can connect with us on Twitter or Pinterest. To hear the songs from this and every episode, you can find the Path to Authenticity playlist on Spotify. Obviously, there are a lot of ways you could be spending your time, so I appreciate you spending some of it here with me. I'm Tom Gentry. Thanks for listening. Be nice.
did great, honeybee.
The Path to Authenticity is powered by Equivox. For digital marketing and web design services, visit equivox.com.